Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. Today, we step into one of the most important conversations of our generation, one that touches every dining table, every family, and every nation on Earth. This is not simply a story about agriculture. It is a story about stewardship, about the responsibility we carry for future generations, and about the quiet systems that hold civilization together. This message is rooted in work that spans law, economics, and critical infrastructure science, disciplines that have required a working mastery of how quiet systems fail and how they can be restored. And sometimes the greatest threats are not loud. Sometimes they are slow, silent, and structural. But so too are the greatest solutions. Across the world today, cattle-derived protein, the backbone of global food stability, is converging with three escalating pressures: demographic expansion, accelerating soil degradation, and the rising volatility of global markets. This collision forms a quantifiable boundary known as the global protein gap horizon of 2080. It is the moment, mathematically demonstrable, when global protein availability falls below the biological threshold required to sustain population health, fiscal equilibrium, and national security. This is not conjecture. This is not ideology. This is not geopolitical preference. This is a demographic arithmetic. This is a biophysical constraint. This is a macroeconomic consequence. And critically, it is foreseeable. And under international law and affirmed by the International Court of Justice in 2007, a foreseeable threat becomes a preventable threat, and a preventable threat becomes a matter of obligation, not choice. And under that standard, once instability becomes foreseeable, nations are no longer observers. They become obligated participants in prevention. But here's the good news. We are not powerless. We are not late, and we are not without tools. The Agriculture Stability Doctrine, ASD, presents the first reproducible, empirical, cross-agency model capable of preventing the global protein gap and restoring equilibrium for more than three decades beyond that projected collapse line. And that additional time matters, because when equilibrium is restored, civilization gains the breathing room required for population growth to stabilize naturally, allowing global protein production to finally sustain and then exceed long-run human nutritional demand. This is not a halt. It is a recalibration, one that allows demographic dynamics to normalize and agricultural output to regain alignment with demand, a recalibration of the system towards balance rather than scarcity. And it begins with a technology born not in a laboratory of excess, but in a field of humility. Mycogenesis, a soil restoration system that increases nutrient density at the molecular level. And from that soil, literally from the ground up, comes a solution capable of stabilizing markets, strengthening nations, and feeding the world. Here is what the Agriculture Stability Doctrine makes unmistakably clear. Soil chemistry is a tier one national infrastructure. Nutrient density is an economic stabilizer, not a marketing slogan. Feed efficiency becomes a GDP variable. Carcass quality becomes a public health determinant. And regenerative soil becomes a foundation of economic resilience and diplomatic stability. From the perspective of federal continuity and national defense, ASD aligns directly with Homeland Security Presidential Directive 9, Defense of Agriculture and Food, Presidential Policy Directive 21, Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience, USDA, AMS, and ERS statutory frameworks, and the Economic Systems Engineering Standards of Harvard, Brookings, MIT, and RAND. For the first time, agricultural restoration is not framed as an environmental preference, nor as a partisan argument. It becomes a question of fiscal solvency. It becomes a question of national security, and it becomes a question of global stability. ASD reframes agriculture through the same lens we apply to energy grids, water corridors, cyber infrastructure, and strategic deterrence. When a system underpins the health, stability, and peace of nations, it becomes a matter of state. We possess the ability and the responsibility to reshape the future with clarity, humility, and disciplined foresight. But if the world continues on its present trajectory, if soils continue to decline, if volatility accelerates, if geopolitical conflict persists, then the protein gap becomes more than an agricultural crisis. It becomes a systemic destabilizer across energy, health, migration, and trade. It influences energy markets, public health, migration flows, and diplomatic balance. It touches every nation, not only those engaged in conflict. Yet if we act, if we adopt nutrient restoration, if we stabilize grid-based economics, if we strengthen soil-to-market transparency, we do more than avoid collapse. We construct a foundation for global resilience. We replace volatility with predictability, scarcity with sufficiency, and fear with foresight. This is mutually assured stabilization. This is the end of scarcity as governing assumption. This is sufficiency as strategy and abundance as diplomacy. The Agricultural Stability Doctrine hereby issues formal constructive notice to the international community pursuant to established principles of public international law and the jurisprudence of the International Court of Justice. It establishes that global protein system destabilization is a foreseeable, measurable, and preventable harm, one whose causal pathways are now empirically demonstrated through biological, economic, and demographic evidence. Under the standard articulated in Bosnia and Herzegovina versus Serbia, ICJ 2007, once a foreseeable risk is credibly established and formally communicated, the duty to prevent is activated, even before the harm materializes. Accordingly, this doctrine places the United Nations, the Security Council, the FAO, the WTO, and all member states on explicit legal notice that the Global Protein Gap Horizon 2080 satisfies the threshold of a system-wide risk to international peace and security within the meaning of Articles 34 and 39 of the UN Charter. The evidence supplied herein converts agricultural degradation from a sectorial policy concern into a matter falling squarely within the Security Council's mandate to identify and address threats to peace. Food security, therefore, cannot be confined to the domain of agricultural governance. It is now a chapter of international peace and stability, one that engages the preventative, coordinative, and enforcement powers of the collective security system. We stand at a hinge point in history, a moment when decisions made about something as unassuming as soil will determine the health, stability, and solvency of nations. We do not face this moment without tools. The knowledge, the models, the capacity for restoration already exists. But the cost of inaction is greater than most understand. Left unaddressed, declining soil integrity becomes declining systemic integrity across economies, health systems, and national resilience. And the consequences cascade across food systems, economies, and geopolitical stability. And yet, the path of renewal is unmistakably clear. It is measurable, it is reproducible, and it is within reach. Mycogenesis is not merely an agricultural innovation. It is a covenant of stability, a demonstration that abundance can be restored, that nations can regain strength, and that peace can emerge from sufficiency rather than scarcity. For when we restore the ground, we restore everything built upon it, our food systems, our economies, our communities, and the future entrusted to our care. May God give us wisdom for the decisions that stand in front of us. May He give us courage for the costs that come with doing what is right. And may He give us the humility to lead, not only for today, but for our children and their children after them. To every leader in this nation and beyond, you are not asked to be perfect, but you are called to be faithful. Faithful to the truth you now understand. Faithful to the people you serve. And faithful to the future you may never see, but are shaping with every choice you make. This is the white paper. This is the path forward. And by the grace of providence, this is how we keep faith with generations to come.